702. The Africa Reports with Crystal Audison.
All right, let's go to Nigeria now, where Crystal Audison remains. Of course, in a way, you're kind of marooned there, aren't you, Crystal, because of the delay in that election. But I suppose looking at West Africa in general, it's already a year since George Weah's election as Liberia's president.
Good morning, Bongani. It's been mixed messages since the former soccer star took over. Ironically, Alan Johnson Sirleaf stays at the same hotel, so I've been seeing her every day, Bongani. And so what's, of course, interesting, you know, because she's got such a high profile, we do know that it is never going to be easy for Georgia to take over from such a formidable Nobel laureate. And so we do know that he says that he's making strides to, you know, resuscitating the economy because he's inherited an indebted country. Millions of debt owed to different state-owned entities. And he's saying, look, it's not easy to run a country. Of course, last week alone, a gold mine collapsed and 50 miners were trapped and there was a massive operation. And so he's saying, you know, we're doing our best because we didn't inherit a good country or a country with money from Johnson Sirleaf. Of course, the opposition, and there's quite a few Liberians here in Nigeria that I've spoken to, and they say things are not looking good, Bongani. You know, cost of living has increased, the number of unemployed have risen, and the issues that we had promised to deal with, which is, of course, unemployment and dealing with just the high cost of living, we've simply not been able to do it. And also the biggest concern is that it's almost like the country is running on reserves. They feel without this debt, he's not, not running the country. There's people around him running it, and corruption has increased. So, of course, you know, they're still recently inherited a bankrupt estate from Johnson Sirleaf. Of course, the international world loves her, but she didn't leave much of a legacy in that year. And so that is where on Bongani, the assessment here from West Africa on George Weah's rule.
I mean, it's one thing to be a popular soccer star, right? And it's quite another to lead a country. Right, quickly talk to me about Uganda's social media tax. How's that affecting usage?
Yes, so since that introduction of the social media tax, the Ugandan authorities have admitted that it's actually had a detrimental impact on the sector. And now they say in the first 3 months of the introduction of that levy in 2018, there was a big decline. We're looking at 2.5 million less users, the value of money transactions also fell by millions of dollars. And the regulators admit it. Look, you know, people are not wanting to get, mobile access to the internet because of this mobile tax. Of course, President Museveni's justification for introducing this tax was to curb gossip and, of course, increase, he said, revenues for government. Now, we also saw that they introduced a tax on users accessing about 60 websites on social media and apps, so that include, you know, WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Of course, activists say, you know, this is simply part of government's efforts to limit freedom of expression. What's quite interesting, Bongani, also MTN, they've come under attack. In fact, four of the senior officials have been deported, and there's quite a, tension between MTN and the government of Uganda. Of course, we're in Nigeria as well, Bongani. MTN is everywhere you go, and again, there's not a lot of love for MTN, so it's quite interesting, the perception on the ground of Africa, one of Africa's largest mobile companies.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Audison with this morning's Africa Report.